This is Backseat Box Office, episode number 204, for the weekend of September 19th to September 21st. Hey, this is Jeff. I am one Backseat producer, and you are listening to Backseat Box Office. This episode, you will be having me as your host, and Art wasn't able to make it this week. If you've listened to the show before, Lily, a friend of the Santos family, was having surgery to have something removed. So all of our prayers are with her and all those around her, and I hope everything went okay. So, let's get started with what happened last week, and so now, let's talk about what happened in the box office. At number one, we had No Good Deed that came in at $24.2 million in only 2,175 theaters. That's pretty amazing. At number two, we had Dolphin Tale with $15.9 million. At number three, we had Guardians of the Galaxy at $8.1 million. At number four, we had Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles with $4.9 million. At number five, we had Let's Be Cops at $4.4 million. At number six, The Drop came in at $4.1 million on only 809 screens. Another pretty amazing one. And number seven, If I Stay at 3.9. I had to go down to 7 because someone had If I Stay in their picks for last week. So that was the box office. Let's talk about what everyone picked last week. Okay, so number one, we have Kugron, who got another 25. Kugron, you are sickening. He had No Good Deed at 1, Dolphin Tale 2 at 2, Guardians of the Galaxy at 3, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles at 4, and Let's Be Cops at 5. So he had a perfect 25. Next, we had Tad, who left a voicemail, so let's listen to that.
Hey, Backseat. This is Tad calling in real fast. Thanks for the week. Sorry, I missed last week. I don't know what happened. It just got away from me, and I just didn't get calling with my picks. Good news, though, I did go see a movie this weekend. I went and saw The Giver, so I will be reporting on that later. It seems to be about the only way I can get points in or my payment for the Amazon gift card, because I can't seem to pick anything just lately. But that's okay. All right. Hey, great show, guys. And here are my picks. Number one, I'm going to go with Dolphin Tale 2. My wife wanted to go see this one. Fortunately, I talked her out of it, and we ended up going to see The Giver instead, and I'll report on that later. But Dolphin Tale 2 is number one. I'm going to go with Good Deed as number two, and then I'm going to go with Guardians of the Galaxy as number three. And I'm glad this movie stayed in the top five so long and made so much money for Marvel. We're going to get more and more Marvel movies, and hopefully they'll all be good. I'm really looking forward to Doctor Strange. I always kind of like Doctor Strange, just because he was kind of different. He wasn't your typical comic book superhero. Ant-Man, I'm pretty excited for, just because, well, it's going to Marvel, and it's going to be good. I mean, obviously, I think Marvel can do it. Otherwise, I think it'd be kind of a silly movie, but anyway, okay. And then I'm going to go with TMNT at number four. And then I'm going to go with Cops at number five. And I will call in a little bit, hopefully before you guys do the show, with my report on The Giver. All right, thanks, guys. Bye.
Thank you, Ted, for that voicemail. He lost 2 points for Dolphin Tale 2, number one, and 1 point for No Good Deed at number two. And since he had 3, 4, and 5 correct, he got a 22. Next would be myself. I had Dolphin Tale 2 at 1, No Good Deed at 2, Guardians at 3, Let's Be Cops at 4, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles at 5. So I lost 2 for Dolphin Tale 2, I lost 1 for No Good Deed, I didn't lose any for Guardians, I lost 1 for Let's Be Cops, and I lost 1 for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So that gave me a 20. Art would be next. He had Dolphin Tale 2, Guardians, No Good Deed, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and Let's Be Cops in that order. And he lost 2 points for Dolphin Tale 2, lost 1 point for Guardians, he lost 2 for No Good Deed. So, and he had TMNT and Let's Be Cops in the right order. So that's 20. And then we have Nick, who has a voicemail. So let's listen to that.
Hi, this is Nick. Number one, I'm going with Dolphin Tale 2. Number two, I'm going with Guardians of the Galaxy. Three, I'm going to go with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Four, I'll go with No Good Deed. And five, I'll go with If I Stay. Thank you.
So, Nick, he lost 2 points for Dolphin Tale 2, 1 point for having Guardian second, another point for having Ninja Turtles third. He lost 3 points for No Good Deed coming in fourth instead of having it first, and 2 points off for If I Stay. So that's how everybody did. So let's take a look at the leaderboard. So after what happened last week, we have Kugron in first place. Britt, even though she's at the very edge of dropping off because she hasn't submitted picks. Number three, we have Jeff with 20.7. Number four, we have Art with 20. And we have Nick at 19. That's good enough for fifth. And at number six, we have Tad. That's 18.8. So there's our leaderboard. Let's talk about how the Arts House did last week. So, the Art House. I had the Skeleton Twins, which came in at 25,379 per screen. Art had the Eleanor Rigby movie, which I can't remember what the full... Oh, The Disappearance of Eleanor Rigby at 16,735. And Father Beast had Atlas 3, which came in with $1,906. So since the Skeleton Twins was the highest grossing per screen movie, I got a point. So now here are the standings for the Arts House. Art has 7 points. I have 5, and Father Beast has 4. And I think we have one more week, so it's getting down to the wire. And this is the point of the show. After Arts House, we talk about the Amazon gift card contest. So just to recap, the winner at the end of the season will get, not the winner, but we will have a drawing for a $25 Amazon gift card. And if you are the highest, or you have the highest score and you're not a host, you get an entry into the hat. So Kugron with a 25 again, got another entry into the hat. So he has 5 entries in the hat. Tad has 4, Nick has 3, and Brittany has 1. So I think that we're done, or I am done talking about what happened last week. Let's talk about what's coming out in the theater this week. So we're 3 movies. Movie number 1 is The Maze Runner. It is currently 62% on the tomato meter. Out of 98 reviews, we have 61 fresh and 37 rotten. And out of the audience, 81% want to see it out of roughly about 34,000 people. So here's the description. When Thomas wakes up trapped in a massive maze with a group of other boys, he has no memory of the outside world other than strange dreams about a mysterious organization known as WCKD. Only by piecing together fragments of his past with clues he discovers in the maze can Thomas hope to uncover his true purpose and a way to escape. Based upon the best-selling novel by James Dashner, it is rated PG-13, 1 hour and 54 minutes, directed by Wes Ball, and it was written by James Dashner. And it has a bunch of no-names in here. Dylan O'Brien, Kaya Scodelario, Will Poulter, Thomas Sangster, and some other, I would say, no-name actors and actresses. I recognize Will Poulter from, what movie was he in? Oh, the third Narnia, the Dreamcatcher, I think it was called, something like that. So yeah, my teenager in the house is excited to go see this, so I might have a report for this movie next week. Okay, movie number 2 is A Walk Among the Tombstones. This movie comes in at 66% on the tomato meter. out of 93 reviews, 61 fresh, 32 rotten. And out of the Rotten Tomatoes users, 66% want to see this out of 15,000 people. So here's the description for this movie. Based on Lawrence Block's best-selling series of mystery novels, A Walk Among the Tombstones stars Liam Neeson as Matt Scudder, an ex-NYPD cop who now works as an unlicensed private investigator operating just outside the law. When Scudder reluctantly agrees to help a heroin trafficker, Dan Stevens, hunt down the men who kidnapped and then brutally murdered his wife, the PI learns that this is not the first time these men have committed this sort of twisted crime, nor will it be the last. Blurring the lines between right and wrong, Scudder races to track the deviants through the back streets of New York City before they kill again. Rated R, 1 hour and 54 minutes. Written and directed by Scott Frank, starring Liam Neeson, the aforementioned Dan Stevens, David Harbour, Robert Boyd Holbrook, Ruth Wilson, Sebastian Roche, Mark Consuelos. I feel like that I have to say that I've seen both of the Takens, so I'm just going to add this to the end of the queue, and I don't think I'll see it in the movie theater. All right, so let's get to a comedy. Thank God they're still making comedies. Okay, This Is Where I Leave You. It is currently 45% on the tomato meter. Out of 94 reviews, 42 fresh, 52 rotten. And now the audience, 67% want to see it of about 15,000 people. So here's the description. The dramatic comedy, This Is Where I Leave You, is directed by Sean Levy and based on the hilarious and poignant best-selling novel by Jonathan Tropper. It features a starring ensemble cast including Golden Globe winner Jason Bateman, Golden Globe and Emmy Award winner Tina Fey, and two-time Oscar winner, multiple Golden Globe honoree, and 2013 Emmy Award nominee Jane Fonda. Rated R, 1 hour and 43 minutes. So yeah, we don't need to tell you what the movie's about. We just need to tell you who's in it. Is that enough for you? I don't know about that. All right, so Jason Bateman, Tina Fey, Jane Fonda, Corey Stoll, Katherine Hahn, Adam Driver, Rose Byrne, Connie Britton, Dax Shepard. You know, there's a lot of people in this movie for it being a comedy. You know, I kind of want to go see this, but the 45% isn't really selling me. So this probably looks like a rental. Okay, so those are the movies in wide release for this weekend. So now we can get to picks. And since I'm the only one on the mic tonight, it looks like that I am going first and last. So I think it's a slam dunk to put The Maze Runner at number one. At number two, I'm going to do A Walk Among the Tombstones. Number three, I'm going to put This Is Where I Leave You. So the openers are in 1, 2, 3. I'm going to put No Good Deed at 4, because you know we love that Idris Elba. At number 5, we're going to put Dolphin Tale 2. Now, when Art and I, the reason Art wasn't here, we actually were going to get together on Wednesday, but Skype, we had a huge Skype problem, so we had to reschedule, and so he wasn't able to make it, and that's, you know, like I said before, that's why I'm here by myself. Now, when I was doing my Art House pick, Zero Theorem only had 2 screens, but now it's in 60-something screens, but I'm going to stick with it. It is another probably too smart for the room Terry Gilliam movie, but I'm going to give it a shot this week. Okay, and those are my picks for the Art Top 5 and the Arts House. And normally I'd tell you about what I've watched, but it probably will be ultimately droll and boring when there's only one of us here. And I'm going to skip news, so I'm just going to end the show right here. So I hope that everyone has a good weekend. Thank you for listening. And, you know, leave me some feedback on how the solo episode went. I know I kind of blew through, and I'm finding myself a little more on edge because I don't have another host to bounce this off of. So I apologize for the herky-jerky and if I talk too fast. But hopefully Art will be joining us next week. And other than that, stay safe, have a great weekend, and we will catch you next time.